Yo, yo. What's up, boys? No Look Passengers, we back. Trevo, what's up?
Nothing much, man.
Gambo, what's up?
How we doing, everybody?
You know, same old thing. Sunday is cold, it's chilly. It's finally getting cold outside. It's
supposed to be cold tomorrow.
I know it.
Real
dude.
Life it's cold. Like,
might be time to turn the heat on, finally.
Thank goodness.
Because I feel
you
good.
Have it cold as piss in here.
Feels
all the
great.
Time. You know,
by Wednesday it's already back up in the 70s. So
see, that's what I hate about the weather is it's freezing in the morning, and then by lunchtime it's, you know, scalding hot, and then
it's temperamental,
dude.
Makes it hard to make the right decision when it comes to what I'm wearing.
You know, you almost have to layer up.
Yeah,
you gotta go sweats with the shorts,
wake up in the morning and put a jacket on, and then by 2 o'clock you're burning up.
Especially me at work, bro. Tomorrow I'm going to have sweats with the shorts under.
That's the move.
White tee with a hoodie.
That's the move all day. What'd you guys do this weekend, man? Do anything fun?
No.
Trevor held the festival down.
Yeah.
Big Mountain Glory guy.
I had a weird moment.
Shout out to the mountains, man.
Yeah, like I was I was negative about it, obviously, because I don't like big crowds, but for a minute there, with all the crazy shit going on in the world, it was nice to actually, like, stop and look at people be human.
Yeah.
See people hug each other.
I could
see people
that.
Smile.
I could see that.
It was nice weather.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I went to a wedding. Shout out to my boy Cody. Shout out Mr. and Mrs. Cody Arms. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful wedding, you know. It's like you just said, bro. It's nice to just see happiness.
Normal stuff again.
Yeah, it's just nice to see happiness, man. Like, get off your phone. Real world stuff, you know, people that really matter. It's cool. It was fun. It was a good time.
Trust the news from your neighbors.
Yeah.
Ben said that.
I reckon.
Yeah, that's like the fourth time.
Ben said that. But hey, y'all are getting perfect examples of it.
No, that's
a
fact.
None of them people are my neighbors, though.
Not true, but, you know.
Neighbors.
You've seen them in the community.
And, well, the thing is they didn't give me any news. They just, you know, they were just being human beings.
Oh. Speaking of festivals, bro, you know Marion's known for the Bigfoot Festival. Did you guys see the new Bigfoot footage?
Yeah,
I did.
Of the lady on the train, and it's like
it's out in the field.
What do you think? What you guys think about that?
It looks so fake.
It looks so fake, dude.
But I think we're finally in the age where Bigfoot footage is starting to be recorded on actual cameras.
It still looked like shit.
Instead of like,
I feel like if that was me up there with my iPhone 14.
Honestly, you know what it looked like to
me? I would have hit it perfect. It would have been like, holy shit, there
it
is.
It looked like a furry.
It was moving too much like a, like, I feel like if you saw one, it would probably do some shit where it'd be like, oh, that's Bigfoot. Like,
it looked
like
someone.
It might dip down and kind of walk on fours for a second or something, but he's like out there doing the Dougie.
It looks like someone who identifies as Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a they, them who put a Bigfoot costume on. And
Bigfoot's
like,
non-binary.
Because you seen how he seen him and he was like, oh, shit. He like went and sat down.
Yeah.
And like the way he sat was like all perfect, like a fucking tree.
He acted too much like a dude in a costume.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. It's how it always is, too. Even with the footage being shit on every
Bigfoot
sighting.
Looked like he like pressed R3 to like mantle and he was just like, he just like sat still.
It didn't.
And then the commentary in the background, too, the one guy was like, yeah, they have camouflage abilities, and they can blend into the. You know what I'm saying?
I saw it without audio. I didn't even know there was
like,
audio.
Yeah, there's like some audio to it, and just randomly on a train. Come on, man. Like
did they say where they were?
Yeah, that's like
Bigfoot ain't been spotted in how many years, and he gonna let a train catch him? Like
Bigfoot's
he hear the
not
train,
out
bro.
Just chilling in the plains.
Like, come on, dude.
Bigfoot's in like, I would imagine Bigfoot being in like the forests of like Northern California, like Washington, like. Trees as big around
I
as
see
house,
that.
Like, you know, I don't think that big
like national forest type.
Yeah,
type
like
stuff.
Even some places around here, but
I definitely think Bigfoot's more likely to be here than
here or
on
places
the side
like
of,
I said, upstate New York.
It's just too out in the open, man. Like you're not.
He's not just hanging out
bro,
in plains.
If
there's some places
don't get caught lacking like that.
There's
that's
some places
all I'm
in Dyersville
it's
that
facts.
There could be a Bigfoot.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, we have a viral Facebook page from Marion. It's called like the Bigfoot Whisperers, and what's funny is they don't go viral for any Bigfoot footage. They go viral for this old redneck dude who sings these stupid songs.
I've seen that shit.
They're
bro.
From here.
That's legendary.
They have, like, they'll get together and go out behind the lake and shit and look for Bigfoot.
Hey, that's fire if they catch him, you know? Oh, my bad. My bad.
I mean, best of luck to him. I hope.
Shout out to Reggie.
Shout out Reggie. I hope somebody does find Bigfoot in our lifetime.
No, I mean,
I want it just, to exist.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Bigfoot could have existed, but I don't think it's a thing anymore.
You think Big,
like they have like some sort of fossilized you think Bigfoot proof would of, hit of today, something like a Yeti or a Bigfoot?
You think Bigfoot would hit today the way it would have in like the '90s? Like if they came out and was like, "Oh, nah, this is Bigfoot."
I think that it would be just like the alien thing. Like we got the government telling us there's proof of aliens, and people are just like making memes out of it because everyone's.
True.
So preoccupied with the state of the world, it's like I don't think it really matters.
I think it would be number one trending on Twitter for less than a week.
You remember the Jack Links commercials?
They were the best, man.
Dude, they were so good.
They were the best. Don't mess with Bigfoot.
Yeah, there was also an insurance company in the early 2000s that had like cavemen.
Yeah.
Might have been Progressive.
Yeah, it was.
They looked very similar.
Those were good. Yeah. I like those.
Yeah, I do. I think I do remember those.
I got the Bigfoot calling card
on Call of Duty.
Last year's COD, or I guess this year's COD, because I bought the damn code.
When does a new Call of Duty come out?
November 12th, something like that.
I'm ready. I've been bored. I'm kind of excited for it.
I don't even know if I'm going to buy it, honestly.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know, man. Like,
I'll buy it for you, Trevor, if we could play.
I haven't been playing any video games. I've been too damn busy, and it's almost like maybe it's just like a sign. I'm almost 27. It really is
not
time
same,
to hang
but
up.
I'm going to buy it, and then I'm going to not
talk
enjoy
shit about
it. And then that's going to be it. But
it's going to piss me off.
I got to do it. It's ritual at this point, you know?
I just don't even know if I care.
You do. You will. You'll come around.
I don't know.
We all do.
Once the game comes out and me and him are like, bro, I done unlocked gold on the UMP. Trevor's going to be over there.
I'm
going
to give it like
my
one
cousin's
good week.
Been doing that to me every single day about the beta. He's like, it's free. They're leaving it open. Till this time now, and you don't got to pre-order the game. I'm like, yeah, I don't really care.
You'll be on it.
I don't
know. Over under Trevor's on the Call of Duty after it comes out. I'm taking over. Yeah,
absolutely.
All day.
I don't even know. I don't care.
You say that. I don't believe you. Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. No.
Okay.
What else we got in the news this week?
You know. I do want to talk about the fight yesterday, but. Do we want to get into that now?
Yeah, why not? Let's go ahead and hit it early.
So, yeah, Dylan Danis is a fucking pussy, dude.
I want to preface this with, I saw maybe two headlines. I didn't see any videos. I didn't read anything about it. What happened?
What's going more viral than the fight is that the people in the United Kingdom were booing the national anthem.
I see. I didn't even.
That's going more viral than the fight. And the fight was dog shit.
I didn't even pay attention to the national anthem.
Someone commented on it and was like, Logan Paul fights like the Island Boys.
Nah, because I've seen the Island Boys try to fight, and I'll give Logan Paul that. Man.
No, no,
he does be training.
What's funny about it, though, is like, it's not that, I know that he can fight better, he would beat the shit out of them, obviously, but like, it's the way that whenever he just starts throwing punches,
well,
it's like
so
the way they look.
He puts his head down and just...
The fight...
Yeah,
The fight in itself was bullshit. It was odd, it was weird. Like, Dylan Danis didn't throw like 10 punches the whole time, in 6 rounds.
Who is Dylan Danis?
So, he's an MMA fighter. He got...
he's such a prick, dude.
He's like, he was like world-renowned in jiu-jitsu. He trained with Conor a lot, like in Conor's prime. He was like in the training camps.
He might
and stuff.
Be good at jiu-jitsu, but like I was not impressed.
So he's like, you know, respected in the jiu-jitsu world, but he had a terrible knee. You know Nick Chubb's injury? So like his was like twice as bad. You know what I'm saying? Like it was a bad knee injury. You know, like it. So he hasn't been fighting, but like he just talks shit. He's just a shit talker.
I mean, I saw him on the Flagrant podcast and then just like further... It made my dislike for him even more. Like, I just don't
like
that guy.
He's a hard guy to like. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I know, like, you know, a lot of polarizing people are like that. Like, a lot of people who are polarizing, you either love him or you hate him, and I just happen to hate that guy.
But I think my thing with him is, like, he talks so much shit, but, like, he never backs it up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a problem for me.
Like, anyway, back to the fight. He got his ass beat for 6 rounds just, like, getting punched.
Yeah, he was getting his
ass beat. And then, you know, last 30 seconds, he, like, tries to put dude in a guillotine. He goes for a takedown.
Was it MMA or boxing?
It was a boxing match.
Oh.
So like the ending scene is like he's going for a takedown.
Like a shit ton of security guards.
Yeah, he tries to put him in a guillotine, he falls, Logan like punches him on the ground, and then all the security is, you know, the ending scene is
such
like
a joke, dude. They're making a mockery joke of it's, boxing.
Yes, that's my thing.
It was Logan Paul, the WWE guy.
Yes,
not Jake Paul.
No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
see,
yeah,
like
yeah,
if
yeah.
you watch Jake Paul fight, I'll and give the it to fight him. Looks like a better. He looks like a serious.
The
boxer.
Main event of the fight was like KSI and Tommy Fury.
Yeah.
So like, I mean,
which the, wasn't
the beauty in it all is like how good the Paul brothers or Dylan Dan, whoever you want to give the credit to, promoted the fight, because I mean that's all you've seen. I'll give it to Dylan Danis. He's a resilient motherfucker, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I mean, any MMA guy, I mean, they can box.
He like, no, I'm just meaning shit talking. Like, oh. It was every day he was going at his girl, bro. You know
yeah,
what
dude,
I'm saying?
He was like relentless with the shit.
It was kind of like just annoying. Got to a point. It was just super annoying.
It's
like,
just like, shut up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I have a very interesting take on the whole prize. What are they called? Like prize fights or.
I mean, it's different because
exhibition matches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have an interesting viewpoint on that, because when they first started happening, when the KSI versus Jake Paul won, or there's another one for charity called Creator Clash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I loved them. The first KSI Jake Paul fight, I bought the shit straight up. Like,
yeah,
I was into it.
That's fine if that's what it is. If that's what it is this is a fight between two YouTubers. But like,
but now they're trying to make it to where it's like a YouTuber versus a washed up MMA guy or a washed up boxer.
Yeah, which is that's still, what I mean. Like,
which is still fine to an extent. It's just like,
who is the target audience though?
Yeah.
I mean, we it's watched not, it. Like, I didn't pay for it, but I watched it. Like,
right.
These guys bragging about their boxing skills and how much they train, and I'm sure they do, but like, if you want to be taken serious, why don't you fight someone who's like prime, you know, fighter who's actually going?
Because it's a different game, I think that's what they.
That's why I can't get into it, though.
I feel you, but yeah, it's like
I'm with you. I want it to either be two dorky ass YouTubers fighting,
exactly,
or two trained MMA dogs.
Yeah, like I don't even want to see him after they trained. I want to see him in their current
state. I think
state
the issue with that
fight.
I think the issue with that was is though when it's two corny YouTubers, it was like the other side of people saying, "Well, this isn't real boxing, this is fake." So the
Which
next
is,
move
exactly.
is to knock a YouTube dude out and then go fight a retired fighter because oh, he used to fight. You know, it's like
I guess, but when it's all the way to the two dorky ass YouTubers, it isn't boxing, and yeah. they and everyone realizes that now.
No, I'd be like if
they
you,
didn't.
I would
then,
rather
but
it be like
do.
If they put if me and you was beefing, no training, nothing, just put us in a boxing ring and see what
I
happens.
Think the,
yeah.
I think
that's
the time
not boxing,
for that,
but it's fun to watch.
I think the time for that, and especially after this one with the way it ended and the security and the show and the how it like got out of hand. I think that's it for this. You know what I'm saying?
Who put on the fight? Was it the?
So it was with. DAZN, DAZN.
Yeah.
But they had it. But they, this is the first time it's been on ESPN. So you could buy the pay per view on ESPN Plus. So, like, the marketing genius is like, what the Pauls do is very respectable.
I mean, you can't hate on,
you
on
can't
their
hate
side
on.
Of it because they're making a shit ton of money.
You
but,
can't hate on them as businessmen, but you can't hate on them as personalities.
I don't even hate them. I don't like them as boxers, if I'm just being honest.
I don't consider it. You know how I feel about wrestling, bro. Logan Paul he's too good at that shit to be where he's at. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he's good at that shit.
But
for some reason, he's an athlete. Like,
oh yeah, no doubt about it. I mean,
like,
he's an athletic
I'm not taking
person.
Anything away from his like physical and athletic abilities.
I'm
you
not
know
taking
what I'm
any way anything away from his.
But I think the more value in them is the whole, not even controversy. It's just the whole, like, marketability
it's
side
how much
of
people
them, you
don't
know?
Like them and want to watch them get beat up.
That prom shit is everywhere.
Yeah. People are
so
watching
quick.
That shit hoping to see them get beat up because they don't
you know,
like
it's
them.
Like,
but not, what you can't hate on them for is their hustle.
You can't.
But I'm just not a fan of the boxing shit.
But I needed, you know, I was rooting for Logan, though. You know,
oh, no doubt about it. I hate that other
guy. Well, bro, like, I could see him being the and I know you're a big wrestling guy, so this might offend you, but I could see him being one of the first steps into the next generation of the WWE.
I can see that too, more than I can see boxing.
Absolutely.
I mean,
because of how,
in a way,
he came from being a YouTuber kid, like a vlogger kid.
I think he makes too much money to commit full time to it, though. That's the thing. And that's why I'll never be successful in wrestling, because wrestling fans know that, and they'll be like, you're not 100%
how did he, how was he able to convince the WWE to let him be in a boxing
match?
Because
they know it's going to bring a ton of, boxing, I don't know, but they know that it's going to bring a ton of money to whatever,
because
they're doing,
they,
and eyes and new viewers. Like,
that's got to be, that has to be another trait that they have in business. You have to be able to negotiate that. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to come to them and be like, hey, look, I'll do this. I won't get hurt until WrestleMania or whenever you need me. And after that, I need 3 months, 4 months to go box.
I think they know that it's going to bring the, it's going to make it more popular within the younger generation. Like,
oh,
that's,
yeah, he's
that's
such a polarizing figure. Bro, that's a guaranteed
boo. The kids
boo.
Love that.
Yeah.
When he shows up on they boo him. It's
you
a
need
game,
that in the
it's
WWE.
It's a guaranteed, oh, you want to get somebody over is what they call. You need a new guy to come get over, bro. And you want them to cheer and people aren't getting behind them and cheer.
Put them against him.
Put them against him, bro.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of wrestlers like that.
In the WWE, are those guys contracted? Are they in the WWE?
WWE is yes now, but like back in the day, it used to not be like that. And AEW is kind of changing that a little bit to where, like, you know, the top tier guys are like locked in. That's the only place they can go. But, you know, a lot of the guys have like TV contracts. Well, they'll do certain shows with AEW, but, you know, they wrestle for all these independent companies too. You know what I'm saying?
Because it just confuses me how Logan Paul can be.
But it's like John Cena. So the whole writer strike, he's not in Hollywood right now. But he says, he's like, look, when that shit's over, I can't do the wrestling shit. I put too much like, if I get hurt wrestling, there's too many other people in the movie shit. I mean, from people who change the trash on the set to, you know, actors, writers.
The person who wipes the sweat off his forehead.
You know, all that shit is just
they depend on him being there on the set.
So it's like, especially with the WWE contract thing, is like, you have to give Logan Paul credit, because like, you have to have enough, like, you know, like credit behind your name to be able to negotiate, especially with a multi-billion dollar company.
For sure.
You know, and I don't know if you guys know this, but UFC and WWE, they merged. They're one company now.
Saw that.
So it's like,
I didn't know that.
It's called TKO Holdings, and like, it's on the stock market. So it's like, you have both of these entities now, and it's like billions of dollars, you know. But and to be
it's
able
all
to get
crazy
in,
to me.
Oh no, nah, they're getting caked up, bro. You can't hate on the Paul brothers. In a sense of, they're not working hard.
No.
Or like.
Well, yeah, that's what they do, is work hard.
You can't call them broke.
You might say, well, they're not real boxers, but they are real businessmen. So, I think it's I don't know. I think it's just something that people hate on because of things that they've done, and they don't really look at them as like what all, like the good that they've done. Like, we
and
don't
I wonder,
see that. Like,
just not, you know, not to keep talking on the business side, but I wonder how much they get per pay-per-view by. Like, if the pay-per-view's $60.
I remember Jake Paul said something about it on the Impulsive podcast when he was on there, talking about how much money he brought to pay-per-view with that shit.
Yeah.
And it was a lot.
You got to think, I mean, when the Paul brothers are on a fight, whether it's DAZN or, you know, whatever other, whoever wants to make the fight, they're the first name. I mean, they're the biggest name, they're the boldest name, they're the first one.
So
their share has got to be more than.
Well, see, that's the thing. On this one, they weren't, but they definitely brought in the most money. Like, that fight is what brought in the most money. So how do you get, how does that payout structure go? And then it's like, that's where you get into the, okay, that's the real life beef between the KSI and the, because, you know what I'm saying? It's just like too much money behind the scenes to be
you
like.
You do know that KSI is Prime as well, right?
Yeah. But it's like, that's where the real animosity comes from. And like, you know, you could see someone feeling a certain type of way whenever you're the main event and, you know, the business pays out
the undercard.
The co-main event more than
that
you.
That just goes to popularity. You know? Like, that's just,
demand. It's like, you know, it's, you got to ride the wave. Like, it's what's hot.
I just couldn't give a shit if I was in any of their positions. It's like, you're all getting set. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. But another thing, too, I hope, you know, Logan Paul learns from the WWE. And it's like, I hope it's all been a work in a sense of, it's all fake. Let's just make everyone give us all this money and let's just
get as paid as we can,
you know? Oh, yeah, that's why boxing fell off. Like, boxing used to be the biggest sport in the world.
That's why you see this type of stuff happening is because they know it's going to bring the young generation into boxing and it's working.
Yeah, but my thing is like, hey, take a dive. I'll give you a meal. We both eat at the end of the day.
I mean, that was the whole when Logan and Floyd fought.
Yeah, or Ben Askren. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Ben Askren got knocked out in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
now,
man.
He fought. Did Ben Askren fight Jake Paul?
It was one
Paul?
Of them. It was one
I
of
think
them.
It was Jake
I
Paul.
I can't
Jake
remember
Paul that. Does look like a fighter, though. He looks like a real-life fighter.
He's a better boxer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like,
I don't care what Logan says, dude. He's Jake's better. Jake's more serious. If there was going to be one of them to actually fight a real boxer and do really good.
Well, Tommy Fury is an actual real boxer. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't know why he's involved in all this, but...
Who won him and KSI?
So, Tommy Fury won, but apparently there was a... I only read about this one. I didn't watch it.
KSI beat Logan.
Apparently, it was like a scoring error. He beat him on points.
Yeah.
And, you know, Keemstar?
Yeah.
Of course.
How you feel about Keemstar?
Right into the news! I fucking hate that guy.
I hate him, too. He's so cringe to me, bro.
Yeah. A lot of that whole, like... era of YouTubers are like fucking Fousey and like
we can talk about Fousey if you want to. He's been going crazy.
Foosball.
We can get into it.
Foosball, the cornball.
But he somehow took a pic of the judge's scorecard and tweeted it, and like the middle judge scribbled out a 9 and changed it to an 8. And it's just weird. It's just weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
it's a YouTuber boxing event, bro. It's just like there's so much fuckery around.
And then the post match interview, KSI was like, "I got cheated, bro." he was like all distraught, and it's like,
bro, I've been watching. KSI is one of those guys that doesn't get mentioned a lot, but he's an OG.
He is. Yeah, he's been doing it a long time.
Him and his brother
too.
Playing FIFA. I was watching that with Seth when we was in the fucking fifth grade.
Yeah, dude. He's
an
OG.
People don't realize that because a lot of people didn't know who he was until all this shit started happening.
Yeah,
I like the Sidemen too.
I don't think I know who they are.
That's his little YouTube group.
Okay.
And it's basically like if Mr. Beast was 8 British guys.
Okay.
Or UK guys. I don't know if they're British.
I can see that.
Whatever they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's like AMP, but
it's
the
like,
Brits.
Yeah. It's like England's version of AMP.
KSI is a better boxer than he is a rapper. I'll give him that.
That music is bad, dude.
Bad. And he gets
big
features.
I didn't know he rapped.
He also gets like a lot of plays. Like,
oh, well,
he gets on the charts.
Yeah. Yeah, thing, bro.
Of course. I mean, he gets like, he's got like a Future feature, like a Lil Baby feature, all kinds of shit.
YouTube money's real, dude.
It is, bro, because they got that money. Like
brand deals.
If they get a big rapper on their song, you know, if that person came to them with, you know, the normal feature price, they're like, I ain't doing a song with this motherfucker.
Nah, that's a,
you know,
it's normal feature plus some.
Oh,
it has to be
way
more.
I bet if like the Future price for like one of his dogs is like $250, KSI is paying a mil easy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, he's probably making that back, though. So,
but it's probably also on some, like, label shit where it's, like, the label also, like, cuts him off and, like, hey, here goes take the verse. Just, we want the back end or, you know, something like that.
Pretty much give him the stems to a song with an open verse on it.
Yeah,
like,
you know. Like,
have your people turn this into whatever.
A sample that didn't clear, like, you know. Just,
yeah, and just, like, take his vocals off of this and, you know.
Do what you want with
have
it.
Have someone construct
50-50
a beat around it. Yeah, like, you know.
All right, we back. Trevor, you want to talk about your boys, brother?
Yeah, let me get into it.
The Braves melted down, bro. They fell apart. I don't know what happened.
They look like a whole different team during that whole thing.
So let's start from the top, though, because we really haven't talked about the Braves in a couple weeks. Or about a week.
So well, game the last one, thing we said, they were the best team in baseball. Game and nobody one, could well, beat them.
They beat the fuck out of the Phillies. Not really beat the fuck out of
no,
them.
No, that was game
two.
Okay, so game one they lost.
Yeah.
Game two they had that crazy play at
double
the end.
Double play, yeah.
What was that, 8-5-3 or?
It was crazy. Like that. Center field to third base to first base.
8-5-3, yeah. Yeah. Crazy way to win a baseball game.
Insane.
And then game three.
Listen, yeah.
Playoff Bryce Harper is something different.
He's a
dude.
Dog, man. Okay, so let me first off say that I do want the Phillies to win, even though I'm a diehard Braves fan. But
who we got left? We got Phillies, and who's the other team in the NL?
The Diamond. No.
The Diamondbacks.
Is it the Diamondbacks?
Yeah. Phillies, Diamondbacks.
I don't know why I thought they were American League.
Rangers, Astros.
Yeah. So Papa Perk's sleeper team was the Astros.
Sleeper team?
Yeah, they.
Astros can't be a sleeper team. You call it. Papa Perk and tell him they can't be a sleeper team no more.
I mean,
it's the Astros, dude.
They've been in the World Series for like the past three years.
They've been in the ALCS the past seven.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, this ain't my argument to have.
Listen, well, you tell him.
Anyway,
let
me get my piece out of the way. I am a Bryce Harper fan. He's a dog. I'm glad to have seen him mature and finally be the ball player that he was signed to be, because for a long time, whenever he was young, we thought he was a dud. I mean, you could see hints of greatness there, but let me just say this. There's a lot of Phillies fans that are talking shit, and I get it. The Braves, they looked like deer in headlights. They looked like never been there before. They were swinging at everything, no matter what it was. They looked awful. But let me say this. The Phillies, whenever they talk shit, they love to focus in on who? They like to focus in on Ronald Acuña Jr. They like to talk shit about him and, oh, he can't perform under the lights and yada, yada, yada. Look, when Bryce Harper was 25, he was batting .210 and throwing his helmet at pitchers and fighting and getting thrown out of ball games left and right. He was a hothead, dickhead attitude. Ronald doesn't do any of that. And, in fact, he's –
Doesn't he already have a ring? He's already won a ring.
Yeah, he didn't play, though. That's the –
Oh, yeah, that's the year he tore his ACL.
Yeah, so let me say this. Ronald's already breaking records. He's already having record years.
Setting records.
How many steals did he have this year?
70-40.
Yeah. 40 home runs. Look.
First player ever to do that.
For one thing, he's already mature. Sure, he's a showboater, but that's popular in baseball now, so he's not the only one. Talk shit all you want to, but let's just remember where Bryce Harper was when he was 25, because it ain't where he is now. So give Ronald some time, because he's going to be –
I got to say something about that, though. Baseball especially, just because, you know, they're trying to make the game more entertaining with the pitch clock and stuff.
Yeah, which is fine.
Bro, especially in the NFL, bro. Now, like, you can't talk shit no more. You can't get fired up no more. You know what I'm saying? I need that. Like, I want to see players arguing.
I agree.
And, like, I want to see, like, okay, they're playing for something. This dude really wants to beat this dude. I mean, you even take, like, the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry hasn't been that crazy. Carolina Duke hasn't had a bloody nose in a long time. Like, bro, I want to see the dogs, man. I want to see
the Tyler Hansbro.
Shout out to Tyler Hansbro,
for real.
Bro, legend.
But do you think that baseball, since they're, you know, trying to make it more exciting, that it's going to, you know, get to a point where it's escalated too far and they dumb it down? Because they're already fining the shit out of people for getting thrown out of games and arguing with umpires. Like, that's one of my favorite parts about baseball. Like, that's why I liked Bryce Harper to begin with. Like, I've always been – I remember I watched the first game he played in the MLB in his first at-bat. He's, like, doubling off the wall. Like, I like Bryce Harper, and he was a hothead, and it was fun to watch. And I knew that he would mature eventually, and look at him now.
Yeah.
So it's like I just had to say that because the Phillies fans are just dogging us Braves fans right now, and I get it. I get it. Second year in a row, you've done that to us. Cool. But before I talk shit, I want you to know I'm rooting for you guys. If you're going to beat us, go ahead and win the whole thing and get that boy Bryce a ring.
I think I'd like to see – I think I'm going for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are. I mean,
I like Zach Gallen, Tar Heel boy.
Yeah.
He's a dog.
I think he was a Tar Heel.
I'm
pretty sure.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying he was a bulldog.
No. I was just
okay.
Double checking myself. Corbin Carroll, beast. I like Marte.
So who all's still in the fight?
Belly.
You got Diamondbacks, Phillies, and then Rangers, Astros.
Okay, so...
Which I hate that there's two Texas teams, but shout out to Texas.
I wouldn't mind to see the Rangers because, like...
I like Corey Seager.
Corey Seager used to play for the Dirtbags, team I used to play for.
Yeah, it'd be
cool. It'd be cool to see that.
Just somebody beat the Astros, bro.
That's who I don't want to win it.
Somebody beat the Astros.
I don't like the Astros because they got caught the 1 year cheating they won.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I hate the Astros, but
I don't like Dusty.
I like everybody on the Astros pretty much, bro. Like, I like Kyle Tucker.
I like some of the Astros.
I like Yordan.
Yeah, he's a beast.
I like the young kid, the catcher. Yonner Diaz.
Yeah, dude.
Like, they got some pretty cool dudes, but it's just the whole stigma, bro. Like, I'm... Ugh.
I know.
They're like the Patriots in football, bro. Like, I never want to see them win again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm over it.
I just want Bryce Harper to get a ring. So, all you Phillies fans, if you're watching this and you're thinking I'm a shit talker for, talking about the way he used to be, I am a Bryce Harper fan.
Did Bryce Harper win in Washington? Or was he gone?
They won the year that he left.
That was Juan Soto and...
Yeah. So, like, my whole thing is I liked seeing him stare down Orlando Arcia whenever he hit that second home run. I felt it in my soul.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Fuck you as he was rounding second base.
Oh, man.
And I don't like Arcia, like, bro. He's a bum.
Dude, when you heard them come off the bat, you're just
dick slappers.
Oh my gosh, bombs. Bro. Just tanks. Like,
also, whoever was calling pitches for the Braves, I don't know who it was. I don't know who does it. Probably Snicker. I don't know. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You got your guy blowing 98-mile-per-hour fastballs by people that can't hit it, and you want him to throw a slider. Why?
Let's throw him something.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have a good slider anyway. And it's hit or miss with him, with his off-speed stuff. And I like Spencer Strider, and he
is
good.
Such a numbers game, too, though, because, I mean, I'm sure the thought process was
he's
like –
good or bad.
There's no 50-50. Way Bryce is hitting slider
no.
in this count. Let's try to hit him with one, and then that's exactly
what he's
sitting on.
For one thing, Bryce Harper is a tough at bat because he doesn't swing at balls.
Yeah.
And he knows the strike zone, and if you don't get him early, if you don't get ahead with him, dude,
you're talking
shit
about the Braves, bro, but the Orioles did the same thing, bro.
Yeah, I know.
The Orioles fell apart too, bro. But
I'm be rooting for these motherfuckers next year.
Hey, the Reds are nice. I want to see the Reds do good. Like, the Yankees –
I don't dislike the Yankees. They got a lot of players that I like.
I don't know what we're going to do. But it was cool. I like watching the Reds because they're all so young, dude.
Yeah, I like the Reds.
They're all younger than me, pretty much, except Joey Votto's old ass.
And he's a beast.
He'll be there. He'll just be the first base coach.
I don't even think
he'll retire. I think he'll just quit playing in the field and just, like,
DH.
Go be a base coach.
Yeah. Like, Joey Votto is cool as shit, man.
How old is he, about 48 now?
He's old. But shout out to him. He's 40.
But he's got that, like, sarcastic, smart-ass attitude I can relate to so much. Like, he's just funny. Like, I feel like him and Spencer Strider would actually be friends.
Dude, what happened to Soroka?
Ah, man, he's always hurt.
Yeah. I think he did get hurt, didn't he?
Man, he's good too, but he can't stay healthy. Our bullpen was no tough game. Our bullpen was not reliable that well, but like you got to think, I'm pretty sure they scored 3 runs off of Strider both times they faced him. You're only giving up 3 runs. You're giving your team a chance to win. The offense didn't pull through, man.
You guys ever watch hockey?
No, but I saw their season started.
I used to love to play the NHL game.
Well, you know how I have a problem. You know what I'm saying? And I was not doing very good at football betting this week, so I seen the NHL
Ventured
started
off
up.
To hockey.
Well, I've been studying. I haven't put any bets in yet. I put one, and I actually won, but I think it was just luck, to be honest.
I mean, it's 50-50 at that point.
I've been watching a lot of hockey, bro, and it's kind of cool.
It is cool. It's a cool sport.
It's just so hard to watch that puck, dude.
It is. Yeah.
Like, I was faded, like, watching it on the iPad, bro. And, like, it's so fast, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they're skating, dude. And they're, like, hitting it with the stick, bro. Left, right, left, right. And
take
like,
a second to really think about what they're doing. They're skating on
they're
ice.
Skating,
on blades.
Bro. Yeah.
Hitting a puck with a stick.
Hey, bro.
It's
hitting
like,
a fucking Zen can, bro.
Listen, you want to talk
golf
about some hits?
And ice skating and football.
All
and,
combined.
And soccer.
I haven't
and
seen
MMA.
A, yeah. I haven't seen a fight yet, but bro,
it's not as common anymore.
I've seen some people get laid out.
Trucked.
I mean, just like open ice, dude, just bow, just
You should
helmet to chest, just laid them out.
You should look at hockey players who have more than 10-year careers. Look at their rookie photo and look at their current photo.
Oh yeah, I bet it's rough.
They're like their hair's grown out, nasty missing, beard, missing teeth.
Yeah, dude. I'll tell you, if you like watching hockey, there was this one year where I just like got obsessed with watching college lacrosse.
Hey,
that's a very interesting sport too, man.
Shout out to my boy George, bro, a lacrosse legend. He
really?
Oh, bro, you got to ask him about his lacrosse pick. He tells me, and I like to believe him, you know what I'm saying? He tells me he started the lacrosse pick, you know, because like all the team lacrosse pictures are all crazy. They have like the crazy hairstyle and the mustache. He was like bald head, handlebar, like 03.
Damn.
Like max preps type shit.
What's crazy is like you got to go
to. Lacrosse is tough too, bro, because I mean that's just hockey on grass pretty much, right?
And throwing like
in a net without a stick. It's
low scoring sports like that are very interesting to me. Like soccer, like you'll watch these people battle it out just to score one goal.
Well, see, that's the thing with hockey, bro, that I've noticed.
Imagine
is
being
like
a goalie.
Well, that's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I was about to say. Dog, the amount of shots that some of these teams like be shooting, like there's like 20 shots on goal in the first period, bro.
Yeah.
And they're all like, you know, I don't know what the positioning on the ice is called, but there's like two circles.
Know.
They're like top circle, just slap shot and the piss out of it.
You know what the
goalie's just choom, choom.
Do you know about
blocking it with his biceps and fucking
face. You know about hitting the water in hockey?
No, I don't know.
So
what that is.
Every goalie puts their water bottle. There's a spot. There's a little cup holder on top of the back top of the goal. So they put their water there. And some of the most legendary shots in hockey, they'll hit it from like half court, and it'll splash that water out, and the crowd will go fucking nuts it. I will say too, hockey probably has the best jerseys.
They
as
do
wearing them out.
Yeah, they do.
Like with casual
sure.
clothes.
Yeah.
Hockey in the winter.
Crazy.
If you're interested in hockey, go watch. You might have seen it. Go watch this movie called Goon.
I've never seen it,
dude. It's a good. It'll show you.
Seen the Goonies.
Nah, there's a hockey movie
legendary.
Called Goon, and it just shows like the people who are like designated
dude,
to fight. Like it's.
I used
crazy.
To love the Mighty Duck movies.
Yeah, this is nothing like that.
Well,
this is R rated, and like
you know what
it's
I'm saying.
Like it's funny but good too. Like,
come on,
movie.
Though, man, the Mighty Duck, you know the flying V formation, bro,
oh,
when they
yeah.
hit them on the ice against Russia.
Oh yeah.
Come on, man. I used to think that shit was real. I used to think that was the Olympics, like for real. Like Gordon Bombay, bro. He was a legend to me, man.
Also, shout out to hockey. Mia Khalifa got her implant popped by a hockey puck.
Fire.
She's into hockey, and she was at a game and, like, got drilled.
Caught
by.
A puck
yeah,
to the tit?
Caught a puck to the tit.
That's
crazy. Popped her implant.
That's insane.
She has a podcast about hockey, or maybe just about sports in general.
Apparently, like, the Hurricanes are, like, the favorite to win the Stanley Cup this year.
They went last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, we got to pull up to Raleigh and watch a hockey
That'd
game.
That'd be fire. I went to one when I was really little.
Same.
I don't think I've ever been.
Yo, do y'all remember the Asheville Altitude?
Yes, the basketball. I be trying to tell people about this, and they think I'm lying.
Nah, that shit was
like, no,
fire
bro.
When I was young. We went to games all the time.
Yeah, bro, the D-League. That used to be a thing. And they were like, what?
I think it was
before. Did they play at UNCA?
No, it was the Civic Center, but their logo looked kind of like the.
It was similar.
I went to watch them.
Same colors.
Yeah.
They had like a teal and a darker blue.
Yeah.
I think.
And the altitude and their logo was like a mountain.
Yeah.
It was fire. I remember all that shit.
I think that was before the G
Low
League.
Low key, I won a fucking a dunk contest out there, bro, on a kid's goal. No lie. Halftime, bro. No kids.
That's legendary.
Off
not a lot of people can say that.
You know? There was only like 30 people there, but.
Hey.
You know, it was on the little tykes. I hit it with the off-the-backboard windmill. I was, like, the biggest kid out there. It was, like, a bunch of five-year-olds. I was, like, 12. But
hey, 30 people was yelling your name,
hey,
though.
Hey, shit. Nah, they weren't paying attention, but I was.
They were getting hot, dog.
I got my T-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
I used to love to go to the tourist games.
Yeah, I like the crawdads and tourists.
I still like that
oh, yeah.
stuff. That game we went to last
year.
Yeah.
Couple times, bro.
The dollar dogs?
$2 craft beers.
They
upped the price. It's like $4 craft beers and $1 hot dogs.
They used to have dollar beer night.
That's what it used to be.
They can't be doing that no more.
Hell no.
Yeah, nah. Because me and Gabe put a hurting on them one year. boy, I swear. Me and Gabe was out there. Bro, this is a hilarious story, bro. poor Mary Beth. she drove me and Gabe up there one time, and we just got rowdy way too soon. We got there before the game started. I mean, it was a problem. $2 craft beers, you know, like the heavy beers.
Yeah.
So
IPAs and shit.
Like white zombies, bro. You yeah. know? So two apiece every time, you yeah. know, each in, and we're going back and forth. Okay, so it's like they cut off like seventh in a stretch, like last time to buy beers or whatever, bro. We're sloshed at this point, bro. Like, I mean, me and Gabe's hurting. Well, Gabe disappears for a minute, and I'm like, where's Gabe? Well, Gabe comes back with like a six rack of just like, he was getting two at a time and coming back and setting them on the steps and going back, just loading up. You know, at last call, just racking them up, bro. It was just a bad time. Poor Gabe was throwing up in the backyard when we got home. And had to stay on the couch, you know.
Bro, he must have drank a lot. For Gabe to throw up?
Oh, no, we was... I don't know if it was so much the beers or the $40 hot dogs that we ate. Because that's the problem, bro.
I've seen Gabe kill a whole bottle of Burnett's before, like it wasn't shit.
You get drunk and then you're like, oh, man, I could eat a hot dog. Then you eat two hot dogs and you're back. You're like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
You take a piss and you're regular. And then you're just on the ride home and you're just bouncing. You ever seen like the old TVs with the logo just bouncing around? That's how you feel.
Yeah.
The DVD like, screen.
Yeah, you're just like each it's I good times.
Though. I haven't been drunk in a long time. Like drunk. Like I've been buzzed. I got buzzed on the podcast a while ago, but like I ain't been
that
drunk.
Was early. That was like episode 3-4 or something yeah, like that.
I was just feeling decent. Like I'm talking about I ain't been drunk in a
drank
long
a lot
time.
Of Coors Light last night at the wedding, but that yeah. was the first time I drank in a long time probably.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I think we had some peaches the other day, but you know, drinking.
I'm talking about drinking. Yeah, I ain't talking about sipping. I'm talking about drinking.
Yeah, nah. Shout out to the Blue Mountains, man.
I haven't done any drinking in like a couple months.
No, that's a fact. I do want to get some nice. We'll go to break and we'll get into it because we'll end this one out.
Well, hold on. I want to talk about one more thing before we go to break.
Yeah, go ahead.
WNBA.
Nah, bro. We ain't talking about that.
I'm just kidding. The NBA preseason, whatever it's called. It's not summer league, but they're playing basketball.
It's like preseason.
Yeah. Victor Wembanyama looks like the truth.
Shout out to Wembanyama.
God.
He's just,
body, dude.
We'll see him in Wimbledon.
Hey, I've also been watching a lot of tennis recently. But Wembanyama looks pretty great, but it is the preseason, and, you know, it is what it is.
Chet looks really good, too.
I want to see what Wembanyama does against, like, Jokic.
Wembanyama just sounds like a tennis player name to me.
He's a big French dude.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
okay.
You know.
I'm about to buy a Chet jersey. I'm a big fan of that guy.
I like Chet. I hope he does good and stays
healthy. He looks big.
He looks like he's put on some muscle.
Yeah.
And, like, I hope, you know. I like that Thunder team. I like SGA.
Oh, yeah.
Lou Dort's a dog. Josh Giddey's good.
They got a really solid starting five.
When does the NBA start? It's like around Halloween, right?
Something like that,
God, dude, I feel like they play all year.
I feel like baseball plays all year.
I mean, it's close.
How many? 170-something games in baseball?
160,
yeah.
But they won't finish till October.
Well, the end
November.
Of November. Yeah.
Probably.
Is it the end? It's the end of October.
End of October, early November.
And then and opening then day is like early
got,
spring,
like,
right?
They got April, spring yeah. training. It's like
winter ball.
It's like summer. No, they get a little break, but their break like is all right. Now we're gonna start practicing and working out. And
but yeah, I wanted to get that in since we run.
No, I'm ready for
talk.
The NBA. We can keep going with that. I was just gonna talk about the new setup and shit at the.
Yeah,
NBA.
I wanted to talk.
Let's
about
take a
that
break
too.
Before we go into that. Though.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. Boom, boom. Hey, man, shout out to Daytona Beach, shout out to Party Mike, shout out Eddie's Pizza, shout out Mud Bros. Big episode coming this week. We got our man Wit from Mud Bros coming in this week. Gonna get him on the pod. That's gonna be a cool episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's going down Tuesday.
I gotta make sure I wear my best shit.
Get your interview pants on.
For sure.
You heard me? Also,
big announcement.
Big announcement. We saved the... We saved the self-sucking to the end today. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Podcast going great, 20 episodes in. It's just time to level up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Go harder, go even more more hard.
It's time to put some skin in the game.
So we got a new studio space. Visually, soon come. I don't know. I don't want to put a date on it. But
I mean, yeah, we got it.
We got it.
We
you
just
got
to get it set up. We want it to be legit. We want something better for the eyes.
Something cool, something nice. We've been working hard.
It all just comes down to we want something where we can figure out all this shit.
Ultimately, we take
get
pride.
It set up.
I think ultimately we take pride in it, and we want to see it get better.
Yeah.
And we're in a position where we can make it better, so let's make it better.
My whole thing is I like, so we've all figured out, Brenton don't want to work at home, so he likes to come here to work, but I'm the same way, but this is my house. So it's like, for me, it's not like I'm going somewhere else to work.
Yeah,
so
we're
going to have an office there. We'll have the studio set up. And it'll just be like a place where we can show up and press play and get to work. And
get to work, content.
Somewhere where we can sit like after the podcast and make clips and do all the work. Because like what you see is all us. Like it's
all
us.
Yeah, it's all in-house. So it's like, you know, it's a lot of work. But
and just making something that's just a like a set, like a real place for us.
No.
To, like this is just temporary set up in the living
like
room.
Like I said, I think my whole goal from the jump, I've told y'all this, is – watch the journey. You know what I'm saying? We started it, watch it grow, and watch it turn into what it's going to turn into be. You
yeah,
because
like one thing for sure is that we're not making money off of this yet, so we're out of pocket for all this stuff.
Yeah, you know,
we're paying out of pocket, and for me, I think to have like a level of pride in what I'm doing and more motivation is to have like. Okay, I'm putting more than just myself into this. Like, there's money going into it. And that's how you level up everything. It takes money to make money.
I think you just got to bet on yourself, bro. I've never lost betting on myself in any type of situation, bro. Every time something bad happens and you get put in any, you know, any kind of situation, bro. Like, we talk about mental health stuff a lot. But even in that situation, bro, it's, you got to invest in yourself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like. You know, I'm proud of this, and I'm ready to see it grow, and it's going to be sweet.
I think another thing,
nice.
Another
so
thing
the last
with the
couple
studio,
episodes haven't been, you know, a game for you guys. It's been a little tough. Our mind's been kind of wrapped
you know?
Up in that. We're just trying to make moves. Sorry, Cam, I didn't mean to cut you
off. I was just going to say another thing with the studio is, you know, we're in Trevor's house right now. At some point, somebody can figure out where we're at.
That's a big thing.
And just bust right through that door.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if you think about it, there's been thousands of different people watching. I mean, we don't know if they're fucking weirdos watching or what.
Yeah, so we kind of want to, not only is it going to let us express ourselves more, but it's also, you know, whether y'all want to admit it or not, it's a safety thing. We need to be.
It's safety for me because, like, I just want somewhere I can get away and get away from the noise and.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be nice to just be able to, Molly won't have to be on the porch. So like, she can just stay here in the house while we go pod. She
I think it's just
going to
be cooler.
Knocking at the door. It's going to be cooler. We're going to make it look cooler.
I think
we're
it's
gonna
just
cool going to
look
lights.
Cooler. It's just going to be.
We're going to have the cool
it's
furniture. It's going to
be a more vibey.
More of a podcast setting.
Yeah,
well, I told
sure.
him, it's like, you got to think about just, you. It's so much more than just like what we want to be able to podcast in. But it's also more important what people are looking at.
Yeah, like.
You know,
they
visually,
look at this and they don't, you know.
There's got to be a visual aesthetic to it. Like, every brand has a visual aesthetic that's recognizable. And I think as far as, like, logos and stuff, like, we hit the nail on the head, like, off the jump.
Yeah,
but none of this matches that. Like, none of this
exactly,
does. So it's
exactly.
like, and
it's just
I mean,
some seasoning, man. That's all it is.
I was
know?
Down to, like, kind of decorate my house in that way. But then, you know, after doing it for a while, it's like I finally got to clean, like, that's where I was not vacuuming and mopping the floors because, like, it's just we're in and out all the time. We're moving this stuff around.
This at the end of the day, this is your house. This is where you live, dog.
It'd be nice if, like, yo, if Brenton wants to get away to work on the podcast, he's got a key, bro. Go, you ain't got to say nothing to me. You ain't, hey, let me slide over, you know. He can go over there. He can sit on the porch.
It's just more of a central location to where, you know, we can get a lot more shit
it's
done.
It's headquarters.
Centrally.
Once we start shipping out T-shirts, we got a place to box them up.
Exactly.
Store them.
Exactly.
It's more about just, you know, I think you got to have a headquarters. It's
new office studio coming soon.
A lot of people
soon.
Start out in their house
you
with
know.
Everything.
Yeah, of course.
And that's fine.
I mean, Apple was started in a garage.
It's also just a process, bro. Like, we weren't.
And I told him, like, well, we don't want to do it in the house, but we ain't going to stop doing the podcast, so we might as well get the place.
Yeah, exactly.
We ain't going to stop doing it. So.
Yeah, you guys might see a couple more episodes in this setting.
Definitely, hopefully, probably. I mean, it really all just depends on if we can find the furniture we want, which has been the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, furniture sucks.
It does.
I just had an idea about that, but I'll talk about it after the cast.
But yeah, man, that's what we're working on. I'm gonna make Trevor vlog it.
Oh, for sure.
Put a little, you know, building the studio and shit like that. It'll be cool, man. It's everything's going good. You know, it's just time to level up, take it to the next level.
Yeah, because I don't know if the audience knows this or not, but we're not fucking stopping.
No,
nah, I mean, never that.
Like, the,
you know,
we didn't put out episode 20 on YouTube yet. It's late, but
yeah,
there's just so much stuff going on, and I don't feel like we was all there for 20. I don't love 20, but you know, it is what it is.
You know, it's all good. This one will be better, and I think we're gonna change the schedule too. I think we're gonna work on more up to date content. That's why I've been kind of wanting to skip a few and letting some pass, and you know.
Yeah, don't. If you like our podcast, don't get discouraged. We're not stopping. There's just some changes being made.
Yeah, facts. It's gonna be better, bro. You know what
I'm
saying?
Also, our theory of putting it out on YouTube in the morning didn't work. They automatically started doing worse.
Yeah.
We're going to season two.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I didn't want to give them the rollout, but yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not even in a way like that, but it's
a new season.
We've done this.
New season, yeah.
We've figured out how to do it. We've got the cast. We've got this. We've got this.
Phase two.
I just feel like having that responsibility is going to make.
Fuck, my bad.
Loud.
I feel like having that responsibility is going to make me put more into it, because that's how it always goes for me.
Same, yeah.
Whenever I start putting resources into the craft, it's like that's.
I mean, I'm paying
like,
fucking rent, dog. Y'all better fucking show up and do something.
Yeah, like the
you know what I'm saying.
Crap, like the my energy's more, like I'm more there.
I don't care what it is, but y'all got something. You know what I'm saying?
I want to get my plan for the new spot is I want to get an area with a laptop and a stand up desk. That's all
have,
I want.
We're gonna stand
up
like
desk.
I want a stand up desk.
All right, we'll put you in the corner.
Yeah,
just put me in a corner. I want to get a laptop with a little thing.
We're going to have a kitchen and a bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
It's a
whole
studio.
Spot. Yeah.
It's a studio.
Whole spot, bro. It's going to be sweet, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, you can't come and check it out. No, I'm just kidding.
Nobody.
But no, that's another thing, too. We're going to start funneling in. God, well, I can't say that word. We're going to start funneling in some, I'm going to say guests, but like, I'm not going to present them as guests yet until we have the right platform to present them, you know. Like, I want Gabe to be a part of it, but I don't want to have Gabe put his whole life story on here yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want him to wait until people start wondering.
Let people build
the wonder, bro. Bring some of the homies in and let them just be a part of the conversation and just.
Party Mike is another one.
Yeah, Party Mike.
I mean,
we could
sit down and have a conversation with that dude 5 out of 7 days.
You know, instead of like interviewing him, just have him.
Chilling, you know?
Like just shit like that. Just opening the vibe up.
Well, that also eliminates the factor of, let's say Trevor has got some shit going on a Thursday or whenever we might record.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, Party Mike, could you come holler at us for a little bit? Gabe, could you come over for
just
a minute?
Bullshitting, you know. And
that's
what'll
be nice about having the space too, is like, if I do have some shit going on, or you got some shit going on, it's not like I got to get into your house.
Yeah,
while you're not there, which I don't care, but like, it's easier.
I can just put the files on the computer at the studio.
You ain't
got
to say shit. You got a key to the place. You just show up and do it. So,
but yeah, man, it's work in process. We're gonna get out of here. We got some work to do over there, actually. You know what I'm saying? Little stuff like that. You guys want to sign it off? You know what I'm saying? Give them this spiel.
If you're watching this shit, we love you, and like and subscribe and follow F80_Trevor, Pride by B May. With a V instead of an A, and then Cameron Burke 05 on Instagram.
You feel me?
Let's get it.
Man, episode 21. Thank y'all.